These liberations are sarsi, achieving opulences equivalent to those of the Lord, sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord, samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord, and salokya, living on Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. Therefore, those engaged in devotional service, according to the ritualistic principles mentioned in the scriptures, attain these different kinds of liberation. But although such devotees can attain sarsi, sarupya, samipya, and salokya, we are not concerned with these liberations, for such devotees are satisfied only in rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The fifth kind of liberation, sayujya, is never accepted even by devotees who perform only ritualistic worship. To attain sayujya, emerging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Lord, is the aspiration of being personal. A devotee never cares for sayujya liberation. So these four are there. Salokya, living on this same planet, like the planet of the Lord. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted such a planet. So even although actually after he had darshan of the Lord, he lost his taste for that type of thing. But still, because that desire was originally there, so the Lord allowed him to live on the same planet, on Vaikuntha planet. Because he wanted a planet greater than that of Lord Brahma. But there's no material planet greater than Brahma Loka. The only thing greater is Vaikuntha planet. And therefore, he was allowed to live on the same planet as the Lord. Or for that, there is Samitya, living as a personal associate of the Lord. So on these Vaikuntha planets, all these devotees are there, and they're engaged in all kinds of direct service, personal service of the Lord. And devotees aspire for that type of servitude, to be able to be engaged directly in the service of the Lord and his wonderful activities as they take place on Vaikuntha. We're not culturing that type of information. For instance, when we read 10th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the activities and so on in Goloka Vrindavan. But similarly, as there are activities going on in Goloka, then there are also activities that go on in Vaikuntha. And there are wonderful activities which the Lord performs along with his associates, but they're always tinged with this reverential need. And sarsi, achieving same opulence as the Lord. Naturally, Krishna is not a miser, and for those who are fully surrendered to him, he is more than willing to give them all the opulence which he himself possesses. As a servant in a palace, although he always remains the servant of the king, but he also gets to live in the same palace, and he's also living in very elaborate rooms, and he also gets to eat the same type of food as the king. Why? Because the king shares his opulence with his servant. And Sarupya, having the same form as the Lord. Just like Gajendra, when he was liberated by the Lord, he also received the same form. So all these inhabitants in Goloka Vrindavan, their form is very much similar, Vaikuntha, very much similar to that of the Lord. They have a four-handed form, they have the same complexion, decorated very nicely. But there are some differences in that the Lord always wears a stupa jail on his chest, and there's also the Srivasta mark, this curl of golden hair on his chest. So these distinguish the Lord from others. But when we read, for instance, Bhaktivasamita Sindhu, we see how the associates of Lord Krishna have so many varieties of different people. Some of them look like Lord Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna the cowherd boy. He has very similar complexion features to Lord Krishna. And then some are reddish, and some are greenish, and some are so many varieties of sizes, shapes, appearance. Nothing exceeds the opulence and variegatedness of Goloka. Yuga Dharma Pavar Taimu Namishan Kirtan Chori Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhavan. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Apani karimu bhakta bhava অঙ্গীকারে আপানিয়াচারি ভক্তি শিখাই মুসাবারে. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. So forth. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for Shasti, Sharupya, Shamitya, and Shalokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for their personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefit, pure devotees do not accept them because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord himself can teach this highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of an incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the system of worship recommended in this age, he also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principle of spiritual love, the Lord himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So here we see that this Nam Sankirtan, this is the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga. But it's not that in every Kali Yuga the Lord comes and teaches this devotional service in ecstasy and the four specific mellows of loving devotional service. Nor is it that that personality who's doing or teaching this Nam Sankirtan is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna in the form of a devotee tasting the mellows of devotional service himself. Generally, it is a expansion of the Lord, plenary expansion of the Lord, who is described as actually being black in complexion, blackish, and who has four hands. And who teaches this Nam Sankirtan as the process, but not at the same time, but is actually a Vishnu Tattva expansion, but does not introduce this mellows of devotional service. That happens only after Lord Krishna's disappearance is actually being described here. So once in every day of Rama, although actually there are so many other Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Maharyam Brahmano, there are 1,000 ages, Chatur Yuga, and in each one of these Chatur Yugas that incarnation is coming is the Yuga avatar, especially for Kali Yuga, but only one out of that 1,000 times is actually come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's one in 1,000. Yeah. So very, very rare. Same as Lord Krishna, only comes once every 1,000 times in this Kali Yuga. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming after this. So it is a very rare opportunity, very valuable opportunity that we have. And by hearing and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and return Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can actually understand, oh, what a good fortune we have. An intelligent person, he takes advantage. Such a unique thing which is actually being distributed, which is being given by Krishna, and that I should take advantage of. I'm not waste this opportunity. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or descendants of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. To deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the poor pursue. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving devotion performed by the residents of Braj. So here we can see the distinction between Krishna's, why Krishna personally has to appear. Because actually, those inhabitants, these plenary portions of the Lord, they are what they are simply for the purpose that the Lord experiences rasa or pastime in that specific creature outside of Vrindavan. And they themselves cannot teach the activities or the devotional service which takes place within Vrindavan. That only Krishna personally himself can do. So when all of these avatars or incarnations appear, Matsya, Purma, Brahma, Shinga, and so on, they can only teach this method of elevation through Vaishnava Pradhan, but they cannot teach the mellow of devotional service. Aradhana, Aradhana, Vidhisha, Punya, Sadhana, Vindhana, Aradhana, Sadhana, 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 the perfection of devotional service is sought by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. That Krishna has to give himself personally. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna himself. Otherwise no one else could actually give this highest. Krishna prema pradayati. Krishna prema Chaitanya. There may be many auspicious incarnations, but who often of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Krishna can bestow love of Godhead upon these surrendered souls? Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, descended as Nadia early in the age of Kali. Implicit faith in the example of that all men are mortal is that someone tells you, yes, all men are mortal. So you know that there is actually an understanding behind that, and you accept that. And you have implicit faith in that individual who's giving you the explanation. Obviously, we're accepting from authority. So one accepts the authority implicitly, not blindly, but in other words, blind means there's no knowledge, or there's no verification. There is verification. But because an individual is authority, and because it is also being accepted by other great personalities, therefore actually one saves all the trouble of verification simply by actually having that implicit faith. So just because faith is implicit doesn't mean it's not based or not substantiated by knowledge or experience. Yes, those things are also there. But if one knows that an authority is correct, one does not necessarily have to himself have the knowledge and the experience. One can simply accept their own faith. Because sometimes one may not know. In other words, someone may say, well, you haven't seen that everyone doesn't die. He says, no, but I have faith in the authority whom I am receiving this knowledge from. That because everyone else has died, and because authorities say that everyone does die, therefore I accept and follow what they say. Or on the basis of so many instructions which I have received from my spiritual master, which I see are verified by sadhu, shastra, and guru, and then there may be instructions which, in terms of practical application, which I don't immediately see the immediate result of. But because I've developed faith. I have faith. Therefore, yes, I follow that instruction, whether I necessarily see the support or not. And the Prabhupada points out why, because there's a spiritual world. So he